Okay, so we're holding here in middle of this Inyan Seder Lel Pesach. We saw the first half through the matzah we spoke about, and now holding my Dalet Kosis. Omnam. So it's very interesting. His Seder, he's obviously going in a certain sense upwards. He starts with Pesach, he says matzah morer, so he's, the first thing he spoke about was morer, korn pesach matzah, now with dalet koisis. It's very interesting, the Maral also, despite the fact that dalet koisis rabbonon, the Maral says that in some ways it's a much cheshve inyan. In other words, the Torah didn't give it, but what it's meramis to, the Maral says, just like shtia is more refined than achila, it's more of a ruchnistic entity, so too here also. Okay, omnam. Inyan adalet koises hu. Shehine yodua. Shemadregus ha sitra achra him dalet. You have four madregus of sitra achra. Vikulam sholtum acha chetashal adam. They were sholed on the world after the chet of adam. Vikulon hayim misnagdis alaktusha vatoiv shemotzebailam. Vehoy yisrael skurim besoychon shechoil notzeis klal. Now, voices on mitoicham v'zeyin dalet gulos hamuskar mepasha. Let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, it says in the Sfarim there the four different koiches of sitra achra is it's chema and avoin and Haroinaf, very similar to what we say the Leil Pesach. Basically, the way it's understood, the way it's given is, these are like, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merkava has four Malachim that surround them, so too, Mitzad Tumah, you can be surrounded by four Malachim that that only cause trouble. Just like Malachim that are good Malachim, are there to bring out the good. They're like the Merkava. They bring out what's good into the world. The Malachim that are bad Malachim, the Sitra Achra, brings out the worst in the world. So this broke these Dalet Klipas, V'shav Dalet Klipas, Hoizis HaMitoicham, V'zayin Dalet Gulos HaMaskaros B'Pasha. So we have Dalet Koizis Keneged Dalet Gulos, V'itzeisi, V'itzalti, and so on. So what he's trying to say is that in a certain sense, the pasuk itself just is dealing with physical problems. Those are all describing different physical stages. They correspond to the four stages of Ra that shalit on us. Let's talk about a few nekudas here. First of all, the Gemara says in Psachim, Keneged, what's the Dalet Koisis? So it could be Keneged Dalet Melochim, Keneged this. Woman Yama says, it's Keneged the Dalet Koisis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dalet Koisis of Tareila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a mashke umasailam, and it brings four psukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashke them a kois of bad, and keneged that there's Dalet Koisis of Nechama. So there's something about the koisis that work both letoiv and lemutav. The same musik of shtias koisis, which seems to be a dover toiv, when the koisis is nechama, they obviously are ra in terms of the umasailam. You could say it's just kind of a mlitza. When I want to say that somebody really, really suffered, you say he drank the bitter cup till its very bottom. Oh yeah, it's poetic, it's nice, it's fine. But you're talking about, this is a takana of Dalet Koisis specific for that. And because four times are mentioned in Yonim like that. The Gemara also says L'umas that. The Gemara speaks about The Gemara Ksubis says that when you used to go to a base Avelim, a Nicham Avelim, the people would drink Kaisis, and they would say all sorts of things on the Kaisis. You can imagine what kind of shtusim people would say if they drank the kaisis. I mean, they say stupid enough things as it is. If they'd have to drink kaisis there, I think you'd really get some doozies. But al kaponim, they would drink it. And it says the truth is, it says they were mevatlet because of people. It got drunk. So one of the things they would say is harbe shasu, harbe yishtu, and it's part of the nechama was that you told them a lot of people were shoyse this kois of misa. Then the Gemara says you shouldn't say harbi yishtu because it's not good. It's like a pisum pelasatan. The Gemara says there also that it's tenush sheichel amari nefesh, that people who are bitter, people who are suffering, you should give them wine to drink. It's good. It's appropriate. Wine is created for that. So you have very interesting musig of yayin being created for both yanim. There's a yayin that sort of is the sama mavis. Yayin is something which is these dalet kaisa peranyas, and that's expressed in yayin. And then you have kaisas of nechama. So what is it about yayin that it goes in either direction? It's either nechama or it's Tereilo. Rishonim speak about it. They speak about Shtuya Yayin Nichnesu. I believe the Radvaz is the one that speaks about the Einish of Shtuya Yayin. He says that they asked him how come it doesn't say they weren't Mitzuvah Yeran Yayin. So one thing Radvaz says, that it's common sense not to walk in drunk when you come into the Kodesh. You wouldn't do it in front of a melech. And he also says there's two types of shtia. There's yayin tar'ela, and there's yayin that's good. And you see it. If you drink wine and you walk into the Kodesh, you're chayv misa. If the karbonis need nisuch of yayin. So there's yayin that's toiv, and yayin that's not toiv. So I want to say but there's a mitzudas David actually, there's a farish on Tanakh and al derech hapshat. In one of the psukim in Yeshaya, I think, he says that the inyan, what's the description that the pasuk is saying when he talks about the shtia of being mashke somebody koistar eila and so on. So he says it's a bilbul hachushim of somebody in as if he would have drunk wine. In other words, there are two situations where a person can lose his bearings, so to speak. He can lose his bearings when he is very happy and he's drunk with happiness. He can lose his bearings when he is fatzaret in a way that he's overwhelmed by it. I once heard from Rosh Shapiro, actually, it was a very interesting, it was a kind of a strange moment. I was at his house when they found out that his daughter was sick, and she died subsequently. And he spoke about, I think it was on a Purim, and he told me about Dmo'os, Dema. He said the word Dmo'os in, can also mean confusion, like truma that's medama is truma that's mixed together with chulin. So he said a person cries either when he's overwhelmed by happiness or by sadness. I mean, usually by sadness, but when a person is overwhelmed with happiness, also cries. The expression of crying is that you lose your ability to see things clearly. They obfuscate your vision. That's what a tear does. And that's where the word dema comes from. So he said a person normally has his wits about him unless he's overwhelmed by simcha, overwhelmed by tsar. Those are, so a person can lose his reason in both extremes. When a person drinks a kois You know, it's in zmanim of simcha, a person drinks and expresses his inability with my mind, I can't take in this entire simcha. I need to sort of free myself. I need to go beyond it. The wine and overrides the seichel so that the person can be teifis, something that's not comprehensible. Mitzad toiv. Chas v'shalom, a person who is shori be'evil, the wine is appropriate because, again, reason can't cope with the tsar, so the right amount of yayin, and it was created for that, it helps a person cope with that. So we have two types of yayin that what they do is they actually overwhelm a person. They actually sort of a valuable person, like he says, like the Sura says, and they can express themselves this way or this way. So a case of that Akash Baruch is osid lahashkes as umas ha'olam means when a person is what we need to do with the ra in the world with umas ha'olam is to be mafkia their ability to feel that they are still on top of themselves. If you have somebody fighting you and he fights strong till the end, that's not a perfect victory. If the person loses it, in other words, the person is presenting a certain shita, certain ideology, a certain stance, a certain whatever, and you realize like you've hit the person in a way where he becomes sechushed, he doesn't know what to say first, that's a very powerful victory. That's a big hodas baldin. In other words, umas ha'olam, destroying them alone is still short of full victory because the guy put up a good fight. But where the person is forced to let go, where his das is no longer operative, when umas ha'olam just let go of it, then there's that's in sechon. So the type the type of victory HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have is by being mashke them a kois. That's the type of mahalach. Okay, so he says so we have four klipas, four different sides of ra. V'ulam, he says, zeh osa behoyer al Yisrael dal en oisis Hashem Baruch Hu. The way in which he overcomes the klipas is through the ha'ara of the dalet oisis. And let's explain this in the Kuda. The Ramchal says many, many times, it's a yisoid that he says constantly, Ra itself is not a metzias. It's a metzias only in lieu of the real metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu being evident. Lamashal, you're in a school, and when the teacher steps out, all sorts of kids start acting up. The teacher or the principal walks in, and all of a sudden, it's gone. The whole spiel is gone. Everyone is sitting in their place. The koyach of Ra is not an independent koyach that has its own koyach and they occasionally clash. It's when there's a vacuum, it steps in. It's something that Ramchal says always, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we don't want to suppose that there's a real metzias of Ra in any way. We don't want to say that. So b'meila, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so whenever we see Ra, we say there is a lack of Ha'ara over here. There's no clear ha'ara of das, of gilui, of anything like that. And b'meila, all of these koyachas are there. It's like the marshal, sometimes when you have a room that's not lit well, you have all sorts of shadows playing on the wall, and as soon as you flick the light on, it's gone, it's clear. There's nothing, it was only simply a darkness in the absence of light, but put the light in and it's there. The Dalit So let's picture it. You have a Merkava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Around it, you'd normally have four Malachim. And in the Merkava of Tumah, you have four Malachi Chabala. The reason why Malachi Chabala can be there is because in the Merkava itself, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being mayor. So in the absence of it, you have, just like the marshal, when you have no police, you have criminals coming out simply because there's no police. Without an evidence of something dominant, everything just begins to crawl out of the woodwork. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Dalet Ois is a Meir, so that means each aspect is projects for Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila the Malchus Hara is nichle. V'hinei, inyan ze b'mitzrayim hois ha'schola levad l'sheyetzi Yisrael mehem. So when we talk about this, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of us breaking away from the Shulton of Ra. It wasn't final. It was the start of a process. So the start of the process started then. Ach soifa kol tzorich sheyia sheyishatu Yisrael aleihem v'yichbishum legamri. The safe pasuk is we need to overcome them, and that's going to be lasid lavei. So when we say to ourselves every year, as this school of these days for geula, the answer is the geula was partial; it wasn't total. It started a process; it didn't finish a process. The omnam hine zeh kimi shekoytsev eitz echad. It's like when you chop wood, you chop it once with the axe, and another time, and another time, another time, till you get it. So every year you need to redo it. We are misoyer with that first koach, and then we keep pushing until the process is finished. I want to stop a second and discuss a nekuda here. He's describing the going down into Mitzrayim as becoming as being an exact parallel of the Koiches Hara surrounding Toiv and so on. Let's picture it in terms of Ra and Toiv. In Mitzrayim, we were absorbed in another Ummah, and we became the engine that drove that other Ummah. So, Marshall, imagine you have like a drill. You have the drill, and then you have the different bits. So what Paro did was, he made us the drill, and he provided the bits. So we were there. Inside, we became the teichen of a different Ummah. If you take a look in the pasuk, it's fascinating. In the Bris Ben Absarim, it says when he told them what's in store for us. So it says Yadoya Teida, ki ger yazach beres alohem. They're going to be strangers. Vavodim, they will work them. The inoy some abba meyashana. So let's follow the thread of passing. That we have vodim and inoy some, that's terrible. Ger yezach beretz lelohem. I mean, it's not as if in Eretz Yisrael they had an independent country of any type. They had no malchus, they had no shilton. There was nothing there that you could say they had their own. So what's the ger yezach beretz lelohem? It's there's such a gap between that nisoyen or problem to vavodim inoisam, and the pasuk says it in one pasuk, ger yezach avodim veinoisam. Why? And the Abba Meir Shana actually starts with the ger yezach. So what's the bad? What's it? The answer is when you talk about the tzura of Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael to become the content of another Uma is already the major blow. We're taking our koiches and using something else. I want to take an example for it. We're all very, very, very proud that Jews won Nobel Prize and Jews were heads of all the movements and communism and this and that and everything in the world. Jews are there, always. I'm always amazed, you know, whenever there's a plane crash in Sri Lanka, the first thing I look at in the Israeli news a lot of times, you know, how many Israelis were on the plane? Like, why is there always, no matter every luck, we're there? So, but if you think about it, we take whatever it is that we have, and we make that we are meshabed it to the world. In other words, whatever the world's agenda is, that's what we become the motor for it. So Ger Zaacha is the most profound of all of them. It means that instead of the chitzonius, it's just like if you're riding on the Merkava. So the real tzura is that the person sitting in the Merkava is supposed to be telling the horses or the horse driver where he wants to go. When it gets hijacked, it's the other way around. The balagolo turns around and says, "Let me tell you where you're going to now." That's the struggle. When that happens, these dalet koiches around it become sitrachra. They become the ones that are not part of my mitzvahs. They're misnaget to my mitzvahs. They imprison me. So what happened more? The most profound avla that can happen to Klal Yisrael is that we become inserted into someone else's agenda. If I'm by myself, I produce more, I produce less. Lamash, let's take a business example. If I have my own store, my own candy store, I can make more money, I can make less money, but whatever I do is I eat the fruit of my own doing. When I work for somebody else, then I'm putting my effort and whatever I have into that person's business, and I'm driving his business with it. So the Shibud of Mitzrayim was first and foremost the forerunner of where Klal Yisrael becomes a share. It become absorbed in another Uma, and they become its engine, its brains, its engine, and so on. On every level, physical, economic, and ruchnius. So he says, So we keep on every year, we keep pushing at it. It doesn't happen in one shot that it's over, but as you go through year after year, we keep pushing away at it. Vehine, b'seifa koil, he says, hadalat klipas atzman tis hapachna la umois v'sabedna oisam. V'hein dalat koisa pranish lehem. He says the Dalit Koisa Peronius is when their own Metzias destroys the Umas Oilam. Let's explain how that happens, why it's like that. Be'emes, the world is made in a way where the tree trunk, let's give an example. The type of bacteria and virus that survive the best and longest are not the most deadly ones. Because it's very simple. As soon as you kill your host, your pinus is gone. You know, so a really, really bad bacteria virus has a longer term that he's sitting on his host before killing him, and that he can spread to other people. So the koiches of Ra themselves, were they to be left to their own devices, would destroy themselves. It's only because they yoinik a certain chiyas from Klal Yisrael that they're able to be mamshich. So Lasid Lavoi, the Dalit koiches of Peronius is their own mohus. So he says this, the Dalit koiches is a pachnal umos v'tabed noisam. And it's like the Malach says always, whenever you have a ktsava, whenever you have something that's not Mechobet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's his own thing, left its devices, it will destroy itself. It's only when it's mechuba to toiv that it keeps dragging on. So, the dalet koises work both ways, the nitzachin and they are piranhas. Vehine. Meika tikkun shalayla zehu laharis cheru shal nitzachin shnetzeich hatoiv v'sara. Vadeze nishba koich hasitrach v'nichasach loylo. So the point of Leil Pesach is not only a personal Yeshua. In other words, we were suffering this. Aval, it's true, but it's also neat to understand it from the big picture. And especially, like we said before, the Brisbane Hasterim starts with Ger Yaza Achabas Lelahem. It's the fact that Klal Yisrael is Mishubit to another Ummah, and everything they do goes for the benefit of the other Ummah, and the other Ummah is Mischazik as a Klipa, as itself. So, when we're able to break free, that's Nitzach and so on. Then he adds one more point. Vihine, Kizayis Hamatzesh Oichlim, Ulehamshich Hamozna Mekudish Hamachsek Itzatoiv Shazachainu. So, the Matzi said before, is we spoke last time, is Mechazik the Toiv. We explained why. Omnam, Kidei Sheyeshoya Tikun Lecholashana, Serch Lechol Hafikoimen Acharkach, Vishloi Lechol Achrov Shumdova. So he adds here the nekuda of afikoymen is that just like the we any time we want a ha'ara to stay for later, we need to finish off with a tam of it and not to take it out off the mouth. I want to explain the nekuda here. You know, it stands kipshuta. You eat afikayim, and the last thing you have left in your mouth is a tam of matzah, and that's something which stays with you, and so on. But there's a deeper point here. The world of tam is something that I can have. Lamashal, a person eats a steak. Once the steak is out of his stomach and he's hungry, there's no way in the world he can hold on to the feeling of satiation. I mean, adrabah, if anything, having a big steak in the stomach makes you more hungry. And there's nothing, I can't fantasize ke'ilu that I'm holding on to the steak in my stomach. But the tam of it, I can remember, because the tam is something that has in itself, it's more of a, it's a sichli sticker knetch. The feeling of fullness, the pleasant feeling of the fullness of stomach is the most physical type of the hanos me'ayim, is a very physical hanor. It's like the sense of touch. It's my stomach feels full, and that tends to be a pleasant feeling until some point when it becomes overfull. But as long as it's just full, it feels pleasant. But that feeling is extremely, extremely physical, and b'meila, it can't stay as a sichli sticker image in my mind. The tam is a much more refined type of sense, and b'meila, my mind can somehow capture that tam. The in ruchnius, a person can't keep the matzah in his stomach all year round, but the person can keep the tam of it. If the person leaves over the tam of it, then faket, then he's able to hold on to it much longer. A person, the pnimius of something stays with a person long after chitzonius is gone, because chitzonius is with me like this. It's only when it's physical and physically there with me. When it's physically gone with me, I have no peace in it. When I have a tam, and this is, I guess, a way of understanding why so many in yeshiva, there's a big push. We should get a tam in learning, in the chassidische Welt, a tam in mitzvahs. There's a logic behind it, because the thing that a person can take with him, even when it's not there, is tam, and it's something which can a person can keep looking back because of the tam, and still being shaykh to it. So a person that ate something very good is going to look for that same restaurant because I still remember the tam toiv that it has in my mouth and so on. So afikoyman is something that's the chelik of the seder that allows it to be forever. So I guess let's just take out, I think, the two main nekudas that I think flow through this whole thing. The mitzias, the golos Mitzrayim represents in a big way the golos of ra of toiv in the memshala of ra. All that was good in the Bria with the Achil of the Eitz Hadas became subordinated to the Ra, and it is now the Ra that is it's now the Ra is using the Torah for its own means, and that's the worst of all worlds. That was Ger Yazach Bezalehem. We became the Seichel and the Das and everything else for them. It's one of the fascinating things in terms of, I don't call that Avodah Zarah or Elohim Acherim, our teachings became the core of Christianity and Islam, which are the two dominant religions. Our Torah became at the heart of it. They both claim that way. They both state that way. So our Torah is driving their shtusim. Golos Mitzrayim represents the absorption of toiv to the world of ra. And b'meila, that's the biggest tzar that Klausel can have. It's the biggest kilkel Klausel can have. Pesach is when this started coming, freeing itself from it. And as he says, the process of freeing oneself is a long process. It's not something that can happen overnight. So every year we go back and we bang away at that part, until with time it'll all become battle. But understanding that we don't do things in one shot. So whenever it says in Sfarim Akdoshim that this does that, it all means it works on this piece. But it's not. It's like when I'm taking out a stubborn stain. Every time you wash it with something strong, you're removing some stain, some ink, but certainly not everything. That's the point over here. Okay, any questions, any points?
You're using a term of tam.
Term what? Like
you're borrowing a term of tam, of physical...
Yeah, tam, yeah.
Tam. I mean, is it a borrowed term, or is it, in Ruchnius, maybe borrow the hergish that I have for tam in a physical sense, you can make some type of parallel
Ruchnius.
Ruchnius is a totally different science.
Let's give a dogma. I have three people. One person is sitting and learning Stark. One person never ever learned in his life, but he knows it's good, it's important, and so on. And then you have somebody who once learned, and he's not learning now. So the person who never learned, but he knows that it's good and important and so on, he has it like it's an idea that's important. He'll support it, but it's not nimshach to it. Somebody who sat and learned seriously a few years, and he has the tam in his mouth, and he remembers what it's like to harvest over sugya and how enjoyable, he'll be nimshach to it. Because he still has the tam in his yeah. A person who experienced a warm davening. It's one of the things, when people, sometimes I've spoken to many people in the mirror, it was more common. You'd have a balabas who never learned his life, happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody joined the yeshiva to learn for a week or two, and the person says it changed him because he has a certain feeling to look back at and say, this is the tam, this is the geschmack of learning that I want to keep, that I want to keep doing, and that's why it is so important. So I'm using the word tam I think a lot of parallels to it. Anytime a person zeche do something that he has a geschmack in, it's that stays with him. Rashi says in Shir Hashirim, famous Rashi, when he says Yishakeni Minishikos Pihu. So Rashi says over here, Zeh Shir Aymeres Befiho Begalutu Aminusa Klausel says this Shir when it's in Golas and Almanis, and Miyitein, and the king will kiss me again, and so on. And he says, V'nema, I'm skipping a bunch of things, Rashi, V'nema dugme shaloi al shem shasem teirasi v'en farim upon him. It's a mashal to the fact that Hashem gave us his Torah and spoke panim upon him with us. V'oysom doidim, oidim arevim aleim kol sheshua. That closeness is still more pleasant to us. We still have the time of its arevis. And so on. And therefore we have Avtocha, but we'll come back again to it. In other words, the kesha that I have to future Sinas Torah is the tam toiv that I have of the Torah that was. So it is Shaykh and Ruchnius, and I think that's a very important piece to it. That's why even, you know, yes, sometimes a person, he has a chance for a small experience of a tremendous davening. And say, well, what's the point of it? I'm only going to be able to daven there once, and that's it. Or a week to have tremendous learning, you know, or somebody. Getting a time that you never had before is something worth pondering, because that will keep you tuned in for a long time afterwards. Okay, Chakash Sameach, and I guess after the beginning of the year sometime, I don't know, whatever the first Thursday is, first Wednesday, we'll go back to, I assume Wednesday is a better time for Ireland. Just, I couldn't, yesterday wasn't shy for me. Okay,
I met one of your
Magid
Ashurim yesterday, who's a friend of mine, Usher Lefer.
Ah, where do you know Usher Lefer from?
We're roommates, we were in Long Beach together, we were roommates.
Ah, Baruch Hashem, he's...